Amen. The psalm for this morning is Psalm 36, and I'm going to be reading from verses 5 to 10, first from the King James. Thy mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens, and thy faithfulness reaches unto the clouds. And that's neat. His mercy on the Larson grandson was right there, and it wasn't just in the heavens or in the clouds. It was right here on earth. Hallelujah. Thy righteousness is like the great mountains. Thy judgments are a great deep. O Lord, thou preservest man and beast. How excellent is thy loving kindness, O God. Therefore the children of men put their trust under the shadow of thy wings. They shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house, and thou shalt make them drink of the river of thy pleasures. For with thee is the fountain of life. In thy light shall we see light. O continue thy loving kindness unto them, that they know thee, and that thy righteousness is given to the upright in heart. How interesting. I read that and I thought, after I read the King James Version, I thought to myself, what in the world did that say? So I went on to the mission. I found out. God's love is meteoric. His loyalty is astronomic. His purpose is titanic. His verdicts are oceanic. Hallelujah. That's who my God is. Is that your God?
Yes.
Whoa, powerful. Yet in his largeness, nothing gets lost. Not man, not mouse. Not even a mouse slips through the cracks. How exquisite your love, O God. How eager we are to run under your wings, to eat our fill at the banquet. You spread as you fill our tankards with Eden spring water. You're a fountain of cascading light, and you open our eyes to light. Keep on loving your friends. Do your work in welcoming hearts. Amen. Woo! I love it. You know, if you read it in one translation, you think, just go to another one and try again. And then I did the Passion. But you, O Lord, your mercy seat, love, is limitless, reaching higher than the highest heavens. Your great faithfulness is infinite, stretching over all the whole earth. Your righteousness is unmovable. Well, thank goodness. His righteousness that I get to put on because he gave it to me to put on. Wow. What is it? Unmovable. Not changing. Not like humans, but like God. Your judgments are as full of wisdom as the oceans are full of water. Your tender care and kindness leave no one forgotten, not a man, not even a mouse. Oh God, how extravagant is your cherishing love. All mankind can find a hiding place under the shadow of your wings. All may drink of the anointing from the abundance of your house. All may drink their fill from the delightful springs of Eden. To know you is to experience a flowing fountain, drinking in your life, springing up to satisfy. In your light, we receive the light of revelation. Lord, keep pouring out your unfailing love on those who are near you. Release more of your blessings to those that are loyal to you. Wow. Amen. I want to receive those blessings. I want to worship and praise this titanic, meteoric God. I really think I liked it best from the Message, better than the Passion this time. Woo, surprise, surprise. Let's stand and let's say it together from the Message translation. God's love is meteoric. His loyalty, astronomic. His purpose, titanic. His verdicts, oceanic. Yet, in his largeness, nothing gets lost. Not a man, not a mouse slips through the cracks. How exquisite your love, O God. How eager we are to run under your wings, to eat our fill at the banquet you spread, as you fill our tankards with Eden spring water. You are fountain of cascading light, and you open our eyes to light. Keep on loving your friends. Do your work in welcoming hearts. Oh, yes, oh, Lord. Amen. Are you ready to worship this amazing God?
Amen.
I know I am.